Stepping out of the taxi in Langswick, North Yorkshire, it became clear why I had never heard of it. I'd suffered 18 hours of flights and layovers between Philadelphia and Manchester Airport, only to discover I still had a 3-hour train journey and 20-minute taxi ride ahead of me. My grandmother's birthplace would certainly not be found by anyone who didn't already know about it. My shoulders, sore from toting an oversized backpack, slumped as I watched the taxi rumble down the narrow road, stranding me in the middle of a county in England I had never considered before Gran died. But now, thanks to her generosity, I owned a piece of it. She never spoke to me about her past, and if my mother knew anything, it had died with her when I was a little girl. I only knew Gran was British from the line she repeated each time someone asked about her heritage. "My father was a lord, you know." The cool spring air smelled of earth, wood smoke, and manure. I swayed as I gazed around, trying to get my bearings. There wasn't much to the village but a hodgepodge of stone-terraced houses crawling down a gentle hill, where a quaint chapel and village hall rested at the bottom. On my other side, the sun was setting over a wonky white building that was both the village shop and post office, strung with pastel bunting. Straight across the cobbled road was the local pub, gold lettering labeling it the Cross Keys Inn. Overflowing flower baskets hung beside each of the leaded windows, which glowed with dim light. My mouth went dry. Before crossing, I looked down at my phone to check the time. I had arrived in England at 12:40 p.m., and thanks to immigration lines and the time I'd spent figuring out the British railway system, it was already nearing 7 o'clock. There were no texts. My phone plan didn't include the UK, so I would continue avoiding calls from my dad and sister. I had taken care of Gran in her final year, and perhaps that was why she left this hitherto unknown property to me of all people. But that didn't stop the family from voicing their strong opinions on what I should do with it. It would be some time before they could trust me again. Beth, my sister, would have been the obvious choice. She was a top real estate agent in New Jersey and was married with 2 kids. If there was anyone who could have handled this quickly and cleanly, ensuring we got the most money from Gran's assets, it was Beth, and she made sure I knew that. An older gentleman in a tweed newsy cap had come up the road and eyed me curiously before touching his brim in greeting. I supposed they didn't get many strange faces in a place like this, especially ones that looked as swollen as mine. I'd cried on the plane, on the train, and in the taxi, and was feeling the urge again. I missed my grandmother, felt unworthy of her gift, and was directionless without her need of my help. God, I wanted a drink. With a grunt, I heaved my backpack off the ground and slipped my hand into the pocket of my jeans to feel the cool metal of my AA medallion. It hadn't been easy, but with Gran's help, I had earned it, after remaining sober 1 year. Now, I needed the reminder that I was strong enough to have earned it, that I could do it without her. I took a deep breath and headed inside the Cross Keys Inn. The pub was close and dim. 3 walls were half-paneled in the same oak the bar was built of, while the fourth was all stone, housing a fireplace big enough to sit in. Candles flickered at each of the 4 tables and over the mantelpiece. The only electric light came from a small gambling machine in the corner, and lamps used sparingly around the bar, which accommodated 4 stools. 3 of them were empty, the last occupied by a hunched figure. Immediately, my senses filled with the familiar yeasty scent of spilled beer. I told myself it was nothing I hadn't handled before, though after the day I'd had, it was tempting. I tightened my fingers around the strap of my backpack and tried to keep my mind from falling into the familiar spiral of excuses. It's just 1 beer. You've had a bad day. It'll help you beat the jet lag. If you eat a big meal, you won't even feel it.